USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
President Biden set to announce more COVID-19 measures this week, according to the Surgeon General. Vivek Murthy telling CNN State of the Union the Delta variant has been the game changer.
It has required us to take another set of actions, and that's what you heard the president announce. And there will be more actions that we continue to work on in the days ahead, especially on the global front, where we'll be taking steps and the president will be making announcements ahead of the UN General Assembly about additional measures that we're taking to help vaccinate the world.
President Biden's mandate expected to affect 80 million private sector employees. The FBI last night dropping the first previously declassified document about the hijackers in the September 11th terrorist attacks, responding to an order handed down by President Biden earlier in the week. The document says the FBI did not find evidence that linked the Saudi government to the terrorist attacks, although 15 of the hijackers were Saudi nationals. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.